with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. On this 16th Sunday of Cycle C, our first reading is taken from the book of Genesis, and it relates the experience of Abraham as he sat at the entrance of his tent under a tree. We should note that hospitality was essential in the desert. Lack of hospitality could be a death sentence and was considered a very serious sin. As Abraham is seated, he notes that there are three men. He humbles himself before them and offers hospitality in the form of water, rest, and food. In some commentaries, the three men refer to God and two angels. Later writers see the three as the Holy Trinity. Abraham and Sarah are most hospitable, and they are told that Sarah will have a son by that time the following year. God's promise to Abraham and Sarah would be fulfilled. We also might note that it is God who takes the initiative and first goes to Abraham. Such are the ways of God. Our second reading, continuation from the writings of Paul to the Colossians, Paul writes of filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ. What could possibly be lacking in the sufferings of Christ? And the answer is nothing. Note that it is St. Paul who writes that he rejoices in his sufferings for the sake of the Christian community at Colossae. It sounds a little bit like my grandmother, who used to say whenever some unfortunate thing would befall us, "Just offer it up for the poor souls in purgatory." And I always thought that if I had a dime for every time I heard that growing up, I would indeed be rich today. At any rate, Paul encourages them and us to make Christ's sufferings present and alive within us. In other words, he refers to our willingness to trust when these sufferings occur in our lives. Then the continuation of that sentence makes more sense. I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, the body of Christ, which is the church. And in the Gospel of Luke, it is the story of the two sisters, Martha and Mary, whose brother Lazarus is never mentioned, at least not yet. Martha seems to be a bit overwhelmed, the sense of hospitality due to the visit of our Lord Jesus. Mary, on the other hand, does not seem to have a worry in the world as she sits at the feet of Jesus and listens to his every word. When Martha complains about Mary's inactivity, Jesus tells her that she is busy and anxious and worried about many things. On the other hand, Jesus tells Martha that Mary has chosen the better part. Can we imagine the thoughts that went through the mind of Martha? In reflecting on the words of Jesus, do we see the practice of our faith as a series of tasks that we must do? And I guess I'm thinking about the Catholics who say, oh, we have to go to Mass. Well, we don't have to. It is our responsibility, yes, but if we have a loving relationship with our Lord, we should be only too happy to grace the churches to celebrate the Eucharist. Our faith must be based on a loving relationship with God. It is precisely when we spend time listening and reflecting, most especially to the Word of God, that we are energized and that we are given guidance. Guidance to become active in witnessing to the faith which we profess. We might want to think about the book of Ecclesiastes, where the author wrote, "There is an appointed time for everything and the time for every affair under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted." We might add that there is a time to work and a time to play, or better yet, a time to work and a time to pray. While some play off the active role of Martha against the contemplative life of Mary, we are in need of both. We can be active in doing the work of God, but it must always be based on our willingness to spend time quietly, allowing God's Word, our Spirit, to form us, to move us, to guide us. Only then can we go in peace, glorifying the Lord by our lives.